Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pistons playoff schedule is out now, John.
Yes, it is.
They're going to play game one on Saturday. We already knew that. Game two will be Monday. Game three, Thursday night in Detroit, head-to-head with the NFL draft. How is that going to impact people's plans?
It's interesting because obviously here in Detroit, we are so excited that the Pistons are in the postseason, that they're not in a play-in game. They just flat out made the playoffs. They're playing the New York Knickerbockers. But what does it mean for the Pistons, not just the Pistons, but the NBA across all different markets and regions?
Well, they always compete with the draft. The playoffs always are going on at this time of year.
Right. And it's just, we finally have a seat at the table.
We're finally, having to make a decision. Will people be at all dissuaded from going, or will they watch less because the draft is going on?
There's going to be a lot of channel flipping. But for Detroit fans, that game will probably be nearing its end by the time that the Lions actually are on the board. If things go according to plan, they don't trade up, all that stuff.
We don't have a tip time, but it should be, 7:30, 8?
Yeah. I mean, if they tip at, let's just say 7:30, we'll split the difference.
Sure. Game should be done by 10.
Draft starts at 8. Lions aren't picking until
probably after 11.
11,
so
yeah.
It's fine. You can just keep in small screen, keep an eye on who's being selected, and the focus should be the Pistons in their playoff game.
Or on the small screen, you have the Pistons.
No, don't do this. I know you did this with the baseball. You're not going to prefer the draft. A list of names being
I'm
going
to be working the draft. So it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what the numbers are for NBA games that night.
And I get it. We're in a city that loves the draft. I don't need to explain that. We all saw it with our own eyes a year ago. This city loves the draft. But the Pistons are playing a playoff game.
Right.
The Lions aren't picking at all during that time.
You can just read the names. Yeah, for Pistons fans, they're going to be watching the game. There's no question about that.
I think Detroit fans will be watching the Pistons.
That's what I said, just Pistons fans, yeah.
Yeah.
So you just said the same thing I said.
No, but I'm saying like Detroiters.
Detroit-based
sports fans will watch the Pistons over the NFL draft.
A majority of them.
Okay. They won't be like you.
Right. Yes. I will be. I'll have the Pistons in the back of my mind. I don't even actually think I'll be able to watch it live. I'll be in the bubble. Let's put it that way.
Well, okay. It'll be the third screen behind the Tigers, of course.
No, I don't think the Tigers play that night.
No.
That's one of the weird quirks of how this was going to lay out, is that the draft doesn't have a conflict with the Tigers.
And, Jim, you're protected, too, because the Red Sox have a day game against Seattle, so you'll be able to watch Bregman during the day.
You see, he had 5 hits yesterday, 5 times as many as the Tigers.
Oh, man.
You knew what you were doing with that comment. 248-539-9797. We want to know if this impacts you in any way at all, if you're going to have any issues with both going on at the same time.
Would you avoid buying tickets to go? Like, that's the thing here, because if you go to the game and we don't have the time, if it's an 8 o'clock tip, getting home in time for the Lions pick would be, you might not be home.
This may be a dumb question. What if you don't see the Lions pick the minute it's made?
Some people would.
But instead, you got to watch a playoff game with one of our local teams. I mean, is that really a problem? I can't believe someone wouldn't go to the Pistons game because they wouldn't see the name read live on their TV.
But would you not go to the Pistons game simply because you want to watch both? I think that's fair. This is the NFL draft. I know there's not as much spice this year and you're picking late, but it's still the NFL draft.
It is. What we're talking about, 20,000 people, right? It's not like, 65,000 for a Lions game. We're talking about 20,000 people that are certainly going to prioritize going to the first Pistons playoff game with an actual chance to win.
And for the first time, almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, let's say they went on sale Sunday, right?
Right.
So you went on, you bought tickets.
Probably already bought them, yeah.
You got the first playoff game at home, and then you see it's the draft. You might be thinking, I'm going to sell these.
No, I don't think anybody's thinking that.
Let us know if you're out there in listener land. 248-539-9797. Has this created any conflict as you hear today? Pistons are going to open their home playoff games the night of the draft.
I do this all the time in regards to not realizing things that I've committed to or the kids are committed to, and then all of a sudden I commit to something else, and then all of a sudden, oh man, I forgot. Ellie's got a game, Jack's got a game, but I committed to do, some speaking thing, or I've got to do something else for work. And it was something that was extra and I committed to it thinking there wasn't anything that night. How many people bought those tickets because of the euphoria that the Pistons are in the playoffs? They are going to have a chance to win games. It might be, maybe it's their third win. They're going to sweep the Knicks. I'm not predicting that, but it could be a scenario. And then you looked at it and go, oh, it's the NFL draft.
We have a couple early responses on this. Seriously, I could not care less about the Pistons' playoff run from a viewing standpoint. As a Detroit sports fan, I hope they do well, but the product is awful and I will be tuned into the draft 100%.
I'm not surprised.
But anybody who says the product's awful, if you're talking about the NBA in general, fine.
Yes,
but you're not talking about the Pistons. The Pistons product's not awful.
No.
Texas says, me and my whole family are attending the game. Huge Lions fans and draft fans, but it no way deters from our commitment or excitement from the game. This is our first playoff game in so long. The city needs it. Pistons in six, Joe in Ann Arbor.
Okay, here we go. We're starting to get predictions.
I know we've been holding out.
Oh, we're holding out.
I know. Yeah. End of the week.
Let everything build up a little bit.
I saw a bunch of experts, panel of experts, ESPN. All 10 of them took the Knicks.
Oh, no respect.
Detroit versus everybody. This series, by the way, if it goes 2 weeks, or if it goes 7 games, we'll go 2 weeks, which is crazy, but that's welcome to how the NBA does their postseason. Game one is Saturday. Game seven would be 2 weeks from Saturday. Sheesh.
So ridiculous.
I'm with Jim on this one. The list of names is not going to change in the morning, but I haven't seen a Pistons playoff game in almost 10 years. Texter says, I'm going to a concert on draft night. Sounds like I'm going to have two tabs open on my phone.
Okay.
That's a busy night. By the time the Lions pick, the game will be done. Yes, we've pointed that out. Pistons are the front runner easily. The Lions draft is at the end. They could trade, checking on it during commercials and halftime, but playoffs take priority. That's Kyle in St. Clair Shores.
I think it should for Detroit sports fans.
Normally, I would say no normal person should prioritize the draft over a playoff game, but the draft is the Detroit Lions Super Bowl. Was what I would say.
Yeah,
was.
Not anymore.
Was.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.